And now, it's time for our Life Together Among the Works of Art, the radio show that tells you how to transform the things that haunt you into poetry in just a few easy minutes a day, right in the privacy of your own home.
Hello? Oh, hello, Red. No, I'm not really busy.
Today, we find ourselves in the little apartment on 7th Street between Avenues Y and Z, where Phoebe is all alone, except for me. But then, I don't count.
Okay. Sure, see you in a few minutes.
Expecting company?
Yeah, Red and Julian. Hey, listen, can you help pick up in here? I want to change, and this place is such a mess.
What am I? Maid service? Huh?
Come on, Panther, be a dear!
Boy, the Sirius magazine readers could use this place for one of their before pictures. Let's see. Backstage. Left out. Nymphopolitan. Which one of you reads Nymphopolitan, for heaven's sake?
What were you saying? Do I look all right?
You look kind of dirty around the eyes a little bit.
That's eyeliner, stupid.
Oh,
Phoebe!
Yeah.
Come on, Phoebe.
Hey, I'll go down and let them in.
I was about to leave anyway.
Panther's going to let you in! Oh, he didn't pick up the socks. I shouldn't even be speaking to Red. Why hasn't he called? Oh, I guess he did just call. Oh, hello, Julian. Hi, Red.
Hi, Phoebe. Oh, we just happened to be in the neighborhood, and we thought we'd stop in.
Oh, glad you stopped by.
Well, you gonna invite us in?
I'm sorry. Sure, come on in. Sit down. You want some coffee?
Oh, we've got some beer.
Oh, how nice of you.
Oh, well, nice little place you ladies got here.
It's cozy.
Where's Cecily?
She went to the movies with somebody.
Oh, what's she gonna go see?
I don't know.
Well, it's been a while, hasn't it?
I guess so. How was your trip?
Terminus? Oh, God, it's great. I mean, just great. Oh, we sat in the sun a lot. Well, you can see how tanned I got. We partied a lot. God, I got so wasted I didn't even know what was happening half the time. I mean, I saw the whole crowd. Murray and Stan and Eleanor and Roxy and... Well, you remember Larry and Denny I told you about? You remember they were in the Demon Five, that band I used to play in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they got this new band called the Freeloaders, and they're doing pretty good.
That all sounds wonderful.
Well, I was pretty glad to get back to New York. I mean, I kind of miss the place. I mean, like, my friends are back home, but, you know, except for the guys of the band. Their lives are interesting, but they put all their energy into personal lives. You know, their love affairs. They got jobs, but you know what I'm talking about. They don't have a mission in life. All they care about is just relaxing. You know, they're coming home, opening a beer, and sitting around a pool waiting for the mosquitoes to come out.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, personally, I'd just soon be around these workaholic types.
Have a beer, Red. Welcome back.
Come here, you mean old cat. Boy, Owsley's fatter than ever.
How many cats y'all got around here?
Oh, three. Owsley, Winston, and Spike. And don't pet Owsley, even if he asks for it, because he'll bite you.
Oh, I can't believe a nice cat like this one. Ow! What the hell, you cat?
I warned you.
Jeez, I should have listened. Man, what a dirty trick.
Holy cat.
Cat comes up to you and purrs, and then wham, they're calling you Lefty.
He belonged to Butch. I think Butch identified with Owsley.
Wow, so Butch cut out.
Yes.
How, he didn't call me or anything.
He was sort of freaking out by the time he left.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
So is Cecily pretty broken up about it?
Oh, she's making a splendid recovery.
God, wish I had the gonads to split for the coast.
And what would you do out there? Become a plastic, mellow person?
I'm sure I'd suffer major personality change the moment I stepped off the plane. I guess I'd do the same as Butch is doing, you know, write TV scripts. That's where the bucks are.
You just sell out like that?
Hey, I don't see anything wrong with being a hack. It's better than waiting around for the muse to light on your shoulder. I mean, writing is hard work.
Somebody should tell Butch that.
Hey, listen, Phoebe, when I worked at the mailing house, I couldn't write. I don't blame Butch for being blocked.
But you quit the mailing house.
Well, so now Butch has quit. You're just mad because he deserted your girlfriend. Women, they always side with each other. I bet you probably think George is a bozo for leaving Marceline.
What?
You mean Panther didn't tell you?
You know he never gives away the plot.
Well, it finally happened. George has decided to move in with Sarah. Her sublet came through.
Yeah, Marceline's so happy about it. She made dinner for us the other night. It's been years since she's done that.
Now she's training Jay in the domestic arts. She showed him how to wash dishes.
Yeah, and every night she goes to the liquor store for cardboard boxes for George to pack his stuff in.
Yeah, she's probably scared he might change his mind.
When's he leaving?
Well, it's not quite definite yet, but soon, we hope.
At last. You know, I knew it would never work out between them. Mm. I've been telling Marceline that for years.
Well, that's probably one reason she's so mad at you.
At me?
I just think Marceline and Jay aren't very adventurous. I mean, if she wanted to dump George, you'd think she could go out and find someone. But she didn't go any farther than the next room. Well, maybe it just proves the bluebird of happiness is right in your own backyard.
Gee, that's poetic. Did you make that up?
So, time hasn't dulled the famous sarcasm, has it?
No, I'm like a loaf of bread. I get dry and hard with age.
I can see that.
So what have you been up to, Julian?
Me? Just getting up early. I'm trying to write on a regular schedule these days.
Are you being productive?
I think so. I can't write 15 pages a day like some people.
Julian likes to weigh every word for a few months.
Yeah. You do have to weigh your words when you write poetry, kid.
You know, Julian, you're right. It's no sweat to write 400 pages of a novel compared with 150 words for a poem.
You should just try it sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a challenge? I could write a poem in 20 minutes. In fact, I've got an idea. Let's all do it.
Do what?
Let's have a contest. We'll each write a poem in 20 minutes and we'll see which one is best.
Red.
Oh, come on. That's very subjective.
Okay, so we won't have a winner.
But I haven't written poetry since childhood.
Well, you can just regress with us a little, dear.
Oh, I always do when I'm with Phoebe.
You. I want to see what Red comes up with.
All right. I'll get some paper.
Now, where's that pesky narrator? He's got a stopwatch.
At your service.
Now, you can just time 20 minutes for us.
Yes, Master. I was doing it for you.
It's really nice of you, Panther. We appreciate what an imposition this
is. Get going. Ready? You guys ready now?
Wait a second.
Okay.
Paper, red, pencil. Okay.
All set now? 3, 2, 1, blast off! In this point, we engage in a radio technicality known as telescoping of time. And you know, watching people write poetry is really boring. But it's also transcendent, like an Andy Warhol film. Okay, I think we've telescoped enough time. Okay, guys, 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, stop.
I'm done.
Oh, wait a minute, please.
Well, I'm done. No cheating, Julian.
Who goes first?
Well, Julian should. Otherwise, he's liable to put some finishing touches on his work.
No, this is perfect. You want to hear it? It's called Untitled Poem by Julian Capalbo. The cats haven't been fed, nor will they be, if I have anything to do with it. The plants haven't been watered either. I want them to water me. One of those days, you know, when it's an effort to open a self-help book and the smiling egomaniac on the cover is just begging for blacked-out teeth. Surrounded by the chapbooks of poets luckier than me, I listen to the steady yip of a puppy leashed to a parking meter and an infant's howls 2 floors down, while a loose manhole cover clanks away the seconds under the groans of coughing trucks. I look at the colors of people against a gray city canvas and feel love for my tribe, this humankind, though I don't have the hots for anyone in particular.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Aren't you interested in anybody?
Oh, let's not talk about that. Phoebe, are you next?
Well, you have to remember I haven't written poetry since I was a kid. 3.
Yeah, get going.
Okay. Well, this poem actually has a lot of parallels with Julian's. It's called Poem for New York by Phoebe White. Boys with radios turned up loud share sidewalks with little old ladies who shuffle forward, deaf to the disco beat. Mothers and babies watch from upstairs windows. Here in New York, every few weeks, some innocent is sacrificed. A suicide or a falling anvil lands on his head, or else he's gunned down by the neighbor who always kept to himself, but seemed like such a nice fellow. My new home is looking more familiar. Across the air shaft, parents scream at their children who cry. Sad, thin music from someone's TV seeps in behind the painful noise. Slimy Times Square on Saturday night flashes red and blue. Winos, three-card Monte hustlers, lost souls and couples in love. We are all extras in this movie, gathered here to shock the tourists, a chorus number singing. One by one we may be grungy, but massed in this glittering metropolis, we become magnificent.
How cheerful.
Oh, I liked it. Why don't you write poetry?
Poetry's kid stuff, remember?
I bare my soul and all you do is tease me.
I liked your poem, Phoebe.
Well, let's hear yours.
Okay. My poem's about New York, too. It's short, but kind of dramatic.
Read it already.
Okay. It's called Liebestod by Red Faulkner. Two black bodies passionately joined, knowing not what they do nor why. The life force is creating a new generation to conquer alien territory, to hunt for food, to feed the little ones behind the walls. Two black bodies locked together on the white, slick side of a bathtub. Splat! The folded newspaper comes down. Lovers killed in the act of love. Insecticide.
Oh, Red.
We wrote serious poems.
Hey, this was taken from my own experience. I killed those critters yesterday.
Yes, some things never change. Tune in again next time for Our Life Together Among the Works of Art.
I don't call that a work of art.
For another exciting adventure. Brought to you by the Serious Magazine Readers of America, the folks who say, read a serious magazine today. It's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. See, Ren? You're not the only one who can be morbid.
Look, my reverence for life doesn't extend to cockroaches.
I don't know how you live with your imagination.
This episode was written by Jessica Ramey and featured
Nancy Cohen as Phoebe,
Manuela Gracious as Julian,
Robert Ken as Red,
and Adrian Cronauer as the man with the stopwatch. Music by Maxwell Ramey. Technical production by Miles Smith. Recorded at the Acoustiguide Studios in the greatest city in the world. Wait a minute, we're not in Paris, this is New York. Anyway, Julian's poem by Manuela Gracious, produced and directed by Jessica Ramey.